Now, this is the survival graph, and this graph shows you that those patients with really, truly no negative disease have a better prognosis than those patients with isolated tumor cells and micrometastases. And as you can see, these are really decent numbers of papers. The smallest group with micrometastases here was 343 patients. What you can also learn from this graph is that during the follow-up period, which is 5 years here, so this is the time of follow-up analysis that we've been able to do at this very moment, that there does not seem to be any difference in survival between those patients with isolated tumor cells and micrometastases. So that seems to indicate that also isolated tumor cells indicate a worse prognosis in these patients. Of course, we did multivariate analysis to see whether this holds up. And indeed, when we corrected for age, tumor size, grade, and ER and PR status, still the prognostic impact of these of nodal size was retained, both for the micrometastatic group, for the isolated tumor cells. Prognostic value was still there. Now then the question is, what happens to these patients if you give them adjuvant systemic treatment? Do you improve the prognosis? And this was the good thing that we had those patients at the time in Holland that were sort of, depending on which hospital you were treated, were sort of treated or not. It was according to the guidelines. It was not obligated, so about half the patient was treated with adjuvant systemic therapy and half were not. And this is what happens then. You see, those patients undergoing adjuvant systemic treatment actually had a much better prognosis again than those that did not undergo adjuvant systemic treatment. So in combination with the previous graph that I showed, that indicates that indeed those patients with micrometastases and isolated tumor cells have a worse prognosis, but this worse prognosis can actually be reverted by the adjuvant systemic treatment. If you go look at this, this is about a 10% difference in survival.